Michael Summers, WAKY News.
I'm Roger Grimsby in New York.
The Apollo 12 astronauts were awakened yesterday afternoon. Houston's Mission Control sent this message.
Apollo 12, Houston, good morning. Apollo 12, this is Houston. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Houston, this is 12.
Good morning, gentlemen. Today's the big day. Hit the deck.
Right here, we've been there for a while.
The astronauts are now a little more than an hour away from the second manned lunar landing. Stay tuned to WAKY for live continuing coverage of the lunar landing at 1:45.
Senator Ralph Smith of Illinois has reversed himself on the Haynesworth nomination. Senator Smith now supports Haynesworth. The Senate will vote on Haynesworth Friday. Senator Gravel of Alaska is now in support, and the outcome cannot be predicted.
Republican Senator Marlo Cook was the guest speaker yesterday noon at the golden anniversary meeting of the Kentucky Farm Bureau here. Cook made these comments about anti-tobacco forces in Congress.
I have long taken the position that your elected representatives in Congress, and not the federal bureaucracy, should retain jurisdiction over this entire matter. Just this last September, a special committee of the American Bar Association reported to the President of the United States that the Federal Trade Commission is bogged down in poor planning, bad management, and general incompetence. Yet this is the same agency which the anti-tobacco forces in Congress would like to grant the discretionary policy-making power over the marketing of tobacco products.
Kentucky Senator Marlo Cook. A sports note coming up.
The General has moved. Yes, the General has moved to a brand new location, 4167 Bardstown Road, and you'll find the prettiest and cleanest cars in Beautiful. Here are just a few examples. A 1965 Ford LTD with air, cash price $995. A 1968 Chevrolet Impala, like new, cash price only $1,995. Come on out, see the General today at 4167 Bardstown Road. The General will work with you. Ask about our consolidation plan where you can buy a car and consolidate all your bills into one small monthly payment. General Auto Sales, 4167 Bardstown Road between Fagan Bush Lane and Mutual Bank Road. Or call 459-9333. General Auto Sales is willing to work with you.
Hey, here's what I'm looking for, buddy. A 1969 Chevy Impala Custom Coupe, 327 and automatic. Hey, how much is this jewel?
Only $24.95 cash price.
I'll take it. See you later, buddy.
Hey, you can't come back here.
At the University of Kentucky, they're not making any excuses for a dismal football season. But if there could be one reason why the University of Kentucky had such a poor season this year, it could be the fact they did have some competition. Of Kentucky's foes, Georgia is in the Sun Bowl, Tennessee and Florida in the Gator Bowl, West Virginia in the Peach Bowl, Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl, Auburn, and in the Sugar Bowl, Mississippi. 6 out of 10 on the UK schedule have made the bowl games. Bob Watson, WAKY News.
And finally, ABC's Lyle Dean in Chicago reports.
The funeral for Joseph Kennedy will be held Thursday at Hyannis Port, Massachusetts. The funeral mass will be said by Cardinal Richard Cushing. Cushing is a longtime friend of the Kennedys. Governor Francis Sargent of Massachusetts had this to say about the death of Joseph Kennedy.
Joseph P. Kennedy walked the world stage with valor and significance. His sons bore him full measure of tribute. Massachusetts is diminished by his loss and honored by his life.
Governor Sargent also said Joseph Kennedy passed his heritage of achievement on to his sons. National Affairs Editor Bill Lawrence, who knew the Kennedys well, recalls that Joseph Kennedy liked to have family discussions.
The family discussion group was wide-ranging, and they talked about important